I told you kids, I don't have any more candy. God damn.
Hi. What are you doing? I thought it was going to be more of the neighborhood kids coming by trying to get some more candy out of me. I'm unfortunately all out. I didn't buy enough this year. This is my first Halloween in the neighborhood, and I just didn't expect the turnout. Is it always this good? Yeah? That's great. I'll be sure to better prepare next time. Is that so? Well, I can't possibly have bad luck from not giving you candy because you're not trick-or-treating. No, you're not. Look at you. You're not even dressed up. And you're far too old for it anyways. Yes, you are. You're... Come on, the rules don't apply. No, the rules don't apply. No. What? Do you want me to... I don't think I have any chocolate in my house at all, even. I don't have any... Oh god, I don't even have any of those little miniature carrot things. I don't have any apples. That's a thing. That's a thing people give for Halloween too. And those little like corn popcorn balls. People give those for Halloween candy, so I don't have any of those. Tell you what, I'll invite you in for a drink. Will that settle our debt? Yeah? Come on in. Make yourself at home. I'll just go get, I don't know, whatever wine is open in my fridge right now. Nothing too fancy here. We got ourselves a little two-buck chuck. I hope you don't mind. And sorry, no wine glasses either. I realized that these little, what are they, jelly jars? They work just as well. They're the perfect size. I've even dropped a few of these and they haven't broken. Has never happened to me to a wine glass. Every time I drop a wine glass, it breaks immediately. Yes. Well, cheers, I guess. First Halloween in the neighborhood. A successful event, as far as I can tell. And a new neighbor met. Hi. So how long have you lived in the neighborhood? Yeah? I feel like it's that way. You're either a long hauler in this neighborhood here since the 70s, or you moved in the past like 3 years. It's wild. Hey, thanks for coming over. I've seen you around the neighborhood, putting your cans out, waving to you. I'm really glad you stopped by. I've been hoping to try and figure out an excuse to come see you. Have you been trying to figure out an excuse for me? Been watching me take out my trash? running out of my house in pretty much almost a t-shirt sometimes. You know, most people don't put out their trash at like 4 a.m. They really don't. I think it's only you and I on this entire street. I didn't think anybody would see me. Little did I know. You would very much see me. Well, did you like what you saw? Yeah. So you've been hoping to get a second glance, hoping to find an excuse to get inside, and you see me turning off my porch light as you're ticket in. God, turning off your porch light at, what is it? Oh, fuck. It's 7. It's 7 on Halloween. Turning off your porch light at this time is, whew, it is a sign of something. I was not prepared. You must have seen that and thought, well, I bet I can get inside there and get a drink with her. I can trick her with some sort of Halloween nonsense, oogie boogie, bad luck if you don't get a treat for your trick. Is that what you thought? You think you could trick me into giving you a treat? Well, you're very clever. And you can. I'm easy. And I like making you happy. This is some very cheap wine, but you're enjoying it, so. You're a bit easy to make happy, aren't you? I like that. It's good. It's a good thing. I'm easy to trick. You're easy to make happy. We sound like a pretty fun pair, don't we? So what do you think? Do you want another treat? Because I really wouldn't mind getting tricked by you again. Yeah. You know, I felt your eyes on my ass as I ran back inside. I did. You play coy when I saw you after, but I know what you saw. And I know you liked it. And you repaid me the next week, didn't you? Coming out at 4 a.m. And only your boxers. There I was. I had pants on this time. I wasn't making the mistake. But you did that little nod thing. Flashed your smile. You're so handsome. You know that? You're such a handsome guy. Thank you for coming over tonight. I don't know how long it would have taken me to build up the courage to make it all the way over there. Now this liquid courage, I think, is giving me a little bit more do something I'd like to do. I see the way you're staring at my mouth as I drink this wine. The way my tongue licks my lips. Then I miss a little hug. The wine wasn't enough of a treat, was it? No, it wasn't. I can think of an even better treat for you. Would you like to know what it is? Would you like to know what I can give you? I'd love to suck your cock if I could. You wouldn't mind, would you? I thought not. Look at you. You could hardly contain your excitement. You want that, don't you? You want to feel my mouth around your cock? Oh, fuck, I want that too. You don't mind if I just... Here, we'll put this down. And get these off. Fuck. What do you think? Feels better than it looks, doesn't it? Your cock. Oh, feels so good. Oh, fuck. Oh. I could suck it all night. You wouldn't mind, would you? Shooting load after load in my mouth. Me just not stopping, huh? Only taking your cock out of my throat when I need to breathe. Using my mouth to train you as much as we possibly can. Give me your cone, please. I want your cone. Thank you. Fuck. That's a treat for me. Did I trick you? I'm so sorry. I guess you have to trick me now, huh? Yeah. It's your turn. What are you gonna do? Huh?